Well, let's talk a little bit about confidence. You know, we are all about feeling confident around here, aren't we? It's really the main premise of my Believe team in terms of helping women in particular feel confident in all facets of their life. That's why I started my Believe team about a year ago. And I always say, don't I, that, you know, nothing would make me happier than to be able to snap my fingers and have every little girl and boy in this country, in the world, be given the gift of healthy self-esteem, confidence, because it would make their life entirely different. It would be a different society. It would be a different world. So let's focus on confident students for a little bit. I'm so pleased to welcome to the show. She is founder of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy, and she's author of the book H3LT, which is the Hair three-letter education. Welcome to the show, Beatrice Hare. Hello, Beatrice.
Hello there, Mary Jones.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, I want to mention, and I apologize, I don't have it right in front of me, but the paper, you were honored by our president at the White House for some very fancy schmancy award.
The North Carolina Small Business Person of the Year. So it wasn't businesswoman, it was person.
Really? Oh, even better. I wanted to mention it, and I apologize. I can't find the specifics, but I knew it was something very impressive, so I wanted to mention that. Well, let's talk a little bit right now about tutoring. And you are of the belief that tutoring can, in fact, help students be more confident and reduce bullying and can triumph over bullies.
Yep. In fact, very specifically, one-on-one tutoring, customized, individualized, so not just a group of children being tutored by a teacher or just even a side-by-side, here, let me help you with your homework. These are very specifically designed programs that there are areas in many, many students where they're not confident. A student may be a great history student but a very weak math student. So this is when you go in and tailor a program specifically for areas that are weak. And, of course, my original intention was just to get the numbers, the grades, you know, go from a failing grade to an A or a higher state standardized test score or a bigger SAT score. But what I found was this other, the byproduct, the high self-esteem and the ability to counter bullies.
So very basically, and we'll get more into specifics, but when a student is doing well academically, that obviously affects positively their confidence level. When they're feeling confident, they have an easier time in many aspects of their life, including dealing with bullies?
Exactly, because it's almost like immunity. The kids still have the other children say something mean or call them a nasty name or humiliate them in front of other children, but they're not worried about it. They're like, gosh, I'm making straight A's and I'm going to a great college, and I hope those kids that are bullying me will get there too. You know, there's a sense that it just reframes the picture for them. And I'm okay. I'm doing great. I'm on my way to where I'm going. But if a child is not sure of themselves, and many middle school kids and early high school kids feel very insecure about themselves, and there's a lot of areas of unsurety, really. So,
well, and isn't that so true? And I'm not the educational expert you are here, Beatrice, but isn't it so true, I'm just thinking about what I've heard and read, that bullies, whether it be on the schoolyard or in corporate America, they pick on people that they think they can get to.
Exactly.
Whether it be weak, whether it be someone who's overly sensitive, they want to pick on people who they will get all riled up and upset and crying and so on.
Right, and that's the whole mentality of the bully is, you know, they don't have that much of a game going on in their lives, and so what they can do is just try to, you know, feel important by causing something.
That's right. Well, so let's hear more about, you have an educational theory of the three-legged table. Now, what's behind that?
Okay. So I was a classroom teacher for 8 years and enjoyed it very much. So I was actually an awarded teacher. And I really found that there were always those few children that I felt like fell through the cracks, didn't really get what they needed. And as good a teacher as I was, I always intended to put aside some time for them, and it just didn't happen. So I did the all-American entrepreneurial thing. I left the classroom. I stepped off the cliff. I bought some land, and I built a beautiful school. And it's turned out to be a nice, profitable business, thank goodness. And the premise of the school is that education is not a finger-pointing thing where parents get irate and point the fingers at teachers, and teachers don't get upset when parents are not supportive, and students are not allowed to get disengaged or bored. It addresses all of the issues. So it's called my three-legged table, and it's an actual contract, and it's believe it or not, it's rather simple in explanation. Like the book that I wrote about it, the H3LT, the Hair Three-Legged Table Solution, the name comes because my last name is Hair, like hair on your head. So H3LT, Hair Three-Legged Table. The book is about a contract that I've used thousands of times in my school with thousands of kids. We've literally built this over and over and over into any kind of family. Some of the families are the intact families, mom, dad, kid, and myself, the tutor, you know, with my staff. But others, it's the grandmother brings the child in. You know, I'll build it wherever I can. And there's an understanding, and it really is a one-third responsibility to each of the legs of the table. So it provides actually a solution for all of our national education crisis. And if we all were to work together, everybody understanding their part, and accountability. So when one leg of the table is broken, the other two are saying, hey, I'm doing my part, this person's doing their part, where's your part? Kind of a construct. It's a contract. It's an understanding. And it's peaceful.
And those three-legged table again, one leg is the teacher, one leg is the student, and one leg is the adult, whether it be parent or grandparent or foster parent, whatever.
Exactly.
Okay?
Exactly. And then from there, what happens is amazing. You know, just amazing. As a classroom teacher, I love teaching. It was a wonderful thing to have the whole class just, you know, there. But I would get these random light bulbs. One child would learn something, and then another child would learn something, and I could see the light bulbs going on. With the way we've done the customized, individualized education, we get the light bulbs consistently and by design. So the kids are clicking. Everything is cooking in a quick and beautiful way. So we call them transformations. They're just absolutely different. A child comes in, they have their hair all the way over their eyes and their heads hung down. And then when the confidence comes in and they know that they can do it and they're functioning at this completely other level at a totally different place, it's a visible thing, actually. And we've attracted a lot of local media for the work that we're doing just because when a child has a transformation, everybody around that person knows about it. It's an amazing thing to...
Oh, goodness.
And we create it. So I'm so excited about it, and I'm excited about writing the book.
Yeah.
And I would love to see lots of people build three-legged tables anywhere there's an educational issue. Just jump in and let's solve the problem.
Now, let me play, and I don't mean to say devil's advocate. Don't mean that at all. I'm getting goosebumps because I'm such a believer, Beatrice, speaking with Beatrice Hare. I'm founder of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy. That website is staltd.com, and she was awarded at the White House by our president with the North Carolina Business Person of the Year Award. Very cool. I am so much, as you are, about confidence, as I mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, and instilling self-esteem. Because that is such a important part for success in life, period. But just to play devil's advocate, you know, we all hear from teachers that teachers are overworked these days. They have too many students. They don't have enough support, so on and so forth. School budgets have been cut. Your three-legged table, which I love, is that requiring more work from the teacher for that particular student? And might some teachers balk at that?
No. I just had a staff party the other day with all of my staff. And they were all saying, oh, my goodness, if we could only, because they work for me at the tutoring academy in the afternoon, because we're just a tutoring business for after-school hours. And a few of them have actually implemented the three-legged table 100% with each of their families in their classrooms. And they were all saying, like, wouldn't it just be a dream come true if I could walk in every day and I knew I had that parental support and I knew exactly what it was that I'd asked for and secured a commitment and was receiving it, and if I had an understanding with every child. So, in other words, this would be the dream come true for every teacher in America, because there's not a teacher. I can remember having to teach a kid that was misbehaved, and I called his mom and said, listen, I need some help, and she said, I have five others like him. That was one of the inspiring moments for me to say, oh, no, I can't also be this child's mom. And then the child that comes into class every single day without ever being prepared, without even a piece of paper or a pencil, and then I'm expected as the teacher to get these really high test scores, it's impossible. So this is a breath of fresh air. It's a delightful solution for teachers.
Wonderful. Love. I was hoping that was going to be the answer. I was hoping that's exactly what you were going to say.
I love it.
Now, there is, you mentioned a moment ago, and I am always about, hearing personal stories. I think personal stories illustrate an awful lot on whatever topic we're talking about. There's a story, and I don't know if this is the one that you touched upon earlier. You're talking about a boy. Was that William Scott?
Yes. William Scott was one of the many who's had these outstanding stories that they want to share all across America. They're like, please tell my story so other people can stop suffering and learn from what happened to me. So he stepped forward, and he's just it was amazing. I mean, he had had such a negative experience with numerous bullies at numerous schools, and he also didn't find the comfort from the teachers, unfortunately.
Until he met you.
Yep.
Pretty much. Beatrice Hayer, H-A-I-R is her last name. So for parents listening right now, Beatrice, who are, I'm sure, nodding their head and saying, gosh, that sounds wonderful. Sounds like a miracle in terms of turning some kids' school and life experiences around, and that's really what it is. What advice do you have for them whose kids are right now struggling in the classroom as well as, let's say, on the schoolyard? What can they do right now?
Well, you know, of course, what they can't do is go and talk to the bullies or make big fusses about that, because that generally makes it worse. So what they can do is they can buy the book, the H3LP, the Hare Three-Legged Table, and they can go to the teachers and say, listen, can we set up this contract? And so that my child will get the attention that it's a support. My child needs this extra support. I'm willing to do my part. Just let me know what I can do for my child to succeed. And here's what I'm willing to do. So it comes kind of with a, here's a partnership. Can we all help? Versus I'm angry. The angry parent showing up at the school is every teacher's nightmare. And to come in with saying, hey, there's this thing I heard about on the radio, and I really would like to try this solution. That's what I would recommend. And every child in America doesn't need this, but there's an awful lot who do, and the ones who do really should have access to it. And remember that with the support comes accountability, but support and accountability and dependability and consistency and continuity are what children thrive on.
Well, Beatrice, not that you need me to give you assignments. You're the one who's accustomed to giving assignments. I understand that, being the educator. But in addition to your book, and we'll give the website and how that folks can get it and folks should, I'm thinking, Beatrice, that you should go from state to state and work with school systems to get this off the ground.
Yes, I'm thinking that too. So that's kind of in the works.
Good.
And I'm committed to doing that. That's my process right now. As I'm continuing, I run my school in Salisbury, North Carolina, and then with my extra thing I'm doing now is just to educate. I want to educate everywhere. I want people in America to know about it. There are a lot of ways that it could happen. I could just go into schools and integrate this. There's also, if a person wants to open a Salisbury Tutoring Academy in their community, I'm 100% to set that up in terms of, you know, the business. I'm a teacher and an educator and an educational expert, but I'm also a businesswoman. So I have it set up for anyone who would want to open a business like mine in their community with the three-legged table built in, along with all the other advantages of a business that has all the kinks worked out.
Beatrice Hayer, founder of Salisbury Tutoring Academy, STALTD.com. The title of her book is H3LT, which stands for, her last name is Hayer, the Hayer Three-Legged Table Solution for Education. Is it available everywhere at this point?
At this point, or you can order at the counter at any bookstore. It's available on Amazon.com. It's available on my website there. It's accessible there. And it's also available at Barnes & Noble.
Wonderful. And your website is?
That, you know, you just think about the school being the Salisbury Tutoring Academy Limited. So we took the initials for that, STALTD.com.
So the same one that I mentioned. One question before I let you run, if you one more minute. We have all heard and seen on television, newspaper, radio, that bullying is certainly a larger problem right now, so it seems, than it was 20 years ago. Why is that, Beatrice? Why do you think that is?
I honestly really believe in my heart that the Facebook kind of thing, the cyberbullying has increased. I also think that there's been a little bit of the children that are coming out now, they're not raised with the same type of respect for others. There's a sense, and I think that that's why there is an escalation in bullying, and that's why I feel really motivated to provide a solution for it. I think the meanness of human spirit has probably always been there, but I just feel like that at this point it is escalated among the kids, and so education about what adults can do and positive problem solving is vital at this point. And like I said, a lot of kids won't come tell their parents. They really don't. You have to look for the signs. You have to, you know, see if your child is not happy or if they're hating school or if something seems to be bothering them all the time. You have to do a little digging.
Mm-hmm.
Because bullies make it very clear they better not talk. Yeah.
Oh, exactly. I know. That is the tough thing. Beatrice, thank you so much. We're out of time. Beatrice Hare, the title of her book again is H3LT, colon, the Hare Three-Legged Table Solution for Education. It is everywhere. You can also check her and it out on her website, STALTD.com, and she is the founder of the Salisbury Tutoring Academy. Beatrice, thank you so much for all you're doing for our kids. And again, you know, keep me posted on the idea, and I'm so glad you're working on it. You need to get to every single state and every single town to set this up with the school systems. You're going to be one busy woman, Beatrice.
Thank you, Mary Jones. You've been a joy.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.